Hello, and welcome to the Connecticut Building. We hope your visit will be enjoyable and informative about all good things Connecticut has to offer. We recommend that you begin your tour at the side entrance closest to the New Hampshire Building. As most of our visitors enter this way, and going with the ordinary traffic flow will make your visit easier. Also, please keep in mind that the exhibits included in this audio tour will include some highlights, but certainly not all the exhibitors in our building. Upon entering the building from the New Hampshire side, you will first see Kathy's Superseeds. Kathy Rosenshine from Newtown is a Connecticut QVC favorite. Customers who try them become hooked after their first purchases. Up ahead, you will find Omar Coffee, premium coffee roasters since 1937. Omar features the popular Husky Blend coffees. In the far corner is the booth run by the Connecticut Wine Council, offering daily wine tastings from award-winning Connecticut wineries. Now might be a good moment to visit the Connecticut Tourism Booth, which is located in the front of the center section of the building. The helpful staff can give you a variety of maps, guidebooks, brochures, and they will make sure your next trip to Connecticut is well-planned and packed with great things to see and do. Just across the aisle is the Connecticut Authors and Publishers Association, showcasing books written by Connecticut authors. Don't forget to check the signing schedule. Many Connecticut authors are scheduled to appear for book signings during the Big E. Moving back down the aisle, you will come to the exhibit of the Connecticut Department of Agriculture and the Connecticut AgriCluster. These booths are different every day, highlighting various aspects of our state's vibrant and diverse agricultural products. Just beyond the AgriCluster booth is the Connecticut Guild, offering some favorite Connecticut-made products. You will also see the Connecticut craftsmen hard at work demonstrating the crafts for all to enjoy. Don't forget about the Global Gecko, a perennial favorite of the Connecticut building. Devoted fans of the Global Gecko's wood carvings return every year to make new selections. Across the aisle, you will see Connecticut's popular Italian ices, served up by the lively crew of Emily's Italian Ice, headquartered in the town of Farmington. And you won't be able to miss our fun-packed, colorful center court displays of the nature's art and dinosaur crossing. Be sure to stop and say hello to the friendly Roger and Linda Peters from Montville, Connecticut. The Connecticut building is once again proud to showcase the bright and colorful hands-on fun of Lego. Lego's American operations is headquartered in the town of Enfield. Crossing the aisle to the other side of the building will allow you to visit a booth celebrating Connecticut's museums, art galleries, and cultural institutions. Did you know that Connecticut is home to a museum dedicated to horror movies and trucking? These are among the many features of this exhibit, which changes on a daily basis. Next, the Connecticut building features Little Acres Farm Market, where you will find their popular, nutritious specialty salads of fresh homegrown tomatoes and mozzarella. Moving up the aisle, don't hesitate to stop by and see the amazing Florian cutting tools demonstrations by the Florian Ratchet Cut Company, located in the town of Southington. Be sure to stop for a slice of Randy's Worcester Street Pizza of Manchester. Randy Price's delicious hot pizza and cool Hot Wheels surely attracts a crowd. At the head of the aisle, you'll find Connecticut's Pez, their world-famous specialty candy and dispenser manufacturer. They're located in the town of Orange. Across the aisle and heading back to the center of the building, you will find Timex, the world's famous watch manufacturer. Did you know that Connecticut was the leader in clock and watch manufacturing and operations for centuries? Timex has been a part of that Connecticut tradition. Don't forget to pick up a few sweets at Rosie Blake's Candies and Chocolates at the front booth of the Connecticut building. You'll want to try one of every delectable candy. Before you exit the building through the opposite side from where you began this tour, be sure to visit the Connecticut State Police exhibit. The officers have set up an informative display about the history of their organization, and they are always happy to engage in conversation with visitors to the Connecticut building. Be sure to grab a tasty bite at our popular outside concessions. Connecticut's Taste of Texas is always a big hit. Dan and the gang will fix you up good there. Also, this year, we're happy to have Connecticut's popular Frankie's Hot Dogs. It's good food with good service. Hey, did you miss the exhibits in the area behind the building? Wander back there and enter the tent of a Wallingford company called the Pine Shop, where the always talkative Bob Heilman offers you a wide variety of his attractive handmade wooden furniture and crafts. Also, be sure to take a moment to register your child with the good folks at Amber Alert. We hope you enjoyed your time in the Connecticut building. We are always glad to hear from our visitors. If you have suggestions or comments, please contact the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development at 860-270-8000. That's 860-270-8000.